name is Elmer Violet. Jim Van Buren. My father's name was Vital Violet, or Violet, as I guess is the right pronunciation. And my mother was, is still living, Estelle Fossett. Now I can talk about the history of all some of the Acadian families here in Van Buren, and of course the Violets were one of the first families who settled in Van Buren. Perhaps an interesting thing is going back as far as we know of the Violet family and their origin. Of course, they were Acadian. The first Violet that we have knowledge of was a Charles Violet, and he, the first date that we have of him is in 1730. He was at Louisbourg, which is in Cape Breton Island, and which was a fortress in the French Canadian Acadia. He had come from France, and surprisingly enough, and surprising to me when I first discovered it, he was a Calvinist. He was Huguenot, and he was I guess converted to the Catholic faith when he came to Louisbourg.
Wasn't he a soldier?
We don't know exactly. We do know that he was in the service of the colonial government at Louisbourg, and we don't know exactly what his role was. It's been said that he was a soldier, or we don't know, really. And unfortunately, all those records were destroyed, so we have no way of tracing, actually a lot of the records of the Acadian people because of the destruction of all the records during the time of the dispersal in Nova Scotia. Which the next knowledge we have, of course, he had a son. We don't know how many children he had, but of course his son, who is my ancestor, was François. And the first knowledge we have of him, as far as we know, he was born in Louisbourg, possibly around 1745. The only way we can trace that is he's supposed to have died about 1825, and they say he was around 84, 85 years old. So he must have been born in Louisbourg about 1740. The next knowledge we have of him is that he was is in 1770 at Kennebecasis, which was a settlement of Acadians who settled. Kennebecasis is located somewhere north of St. John, between St. John and Fredericton, and it's the name of a river which flows into the St. John River. And there was an Acadian settlement there, and we know that he was married there. He was a very, very prolific man. He was married three times, and I guess we have on record 19 children. Or is it 20? It may be more than 19 or 24 children. He was married. We know he was married three times. The first knowledge we have of his being there is when he was first married in 1770. To a Thibodeau, I think Marie-Lucie Thibodeau, I believe. And as I say, he had... history, it is a fact of history that these Acadian people who had been dispersed from Nova Scotia, of course, went all over the globe, but many of them settled in this Kennebecasis and became quite a large Acadian settlement. Now, they went about clearing land again, and after the American Revolutionary War, when the Loyalists, of course, who did not want to remain in the colonies, of course, came and were given grant of land in New Brunswick, and the land where these our ancestors, my ancestors, and of course many others in this region had settled or granted to loyalists, and again these lands were taken away from them, and they of course then got secured promise of grant in this part of the St. John River. So as far as we know, perhaps somewhere around 1785 or 86, a group of them left Kennebecasis. There were some Violets, in fact, there were some Pettiers, I believe. There were some Cormiers, and I don't know how many other families came up the St. John River and established themselves here in what is now known as Van Buren. They established themselves on both sides of the river. And the first settlement, the first knowledge we have of Violettes establishing here was at what we call the Grand Rivière, which is now, of course, in New Brunswick. It's a river which is known as the Grand River, and which is opposite Van Buren, and probably about a mile and a half above the present Van Buren, downtown Van Buren, as we say. And they settle on both sides of the river. Now, my direct ancestor was, of course, a son of Francois, and he had, as I said, over 20 children, and one of his sons was named Augustin. And my father used to tell me that he used to make a distinction that he was known as the petit Augustin, who was a little Augustine, and he had this Augustin had also a son, and he was known as the gros Augustin, as the big Augustine. And of course, this Augustine also, of course, they had a farm which was opposite the Grand Rivière on the Canadian side, and this is where the first church in Van Buren was built. And of course, there were other Violets, I've just said that he had many, many children, and of course, many of them, of course, settled other areas in Van Buren. There was another son who was also named Francois. Now, he settled at the mouth of a brook in Van Buren, which is, of course, now called Van Buren Violet Brook. And this was actually the first name of the settlement, which is now Van Buren. And until Van Buren was incorporated in 1776 and named Van Buren, it was known that the settlement was known as Violet Brook. And this Francois Violette, I guess as early as 1781, built a mill, a flour mill on Violet Brook. So, of course, the grant of that part of Van Buren, which was originally, or was eventually, of course, granted to his son, who was Denis Violette, and of course, that farm, or part of it, is now owned, of course, by one of the heirs of Benigny Violette and Valerian Violette, and it's kind of not odd, but we have a street, of course, in Van Buren now named Violet Street. That's where I live, and I always take some pleasure in, when I'm outside of Van Buren, and telling people, well, I, you know, of course, my name is Violette, and I live on Violet Street. And Violet Brook runs right by my house. So, it's, of course, then in my direct line of the Violette family, of course, my great-grandfather was Augustin Violette, and my grandfather was Elisios Violette, who was, my father was Vital Violette, who was born in Van Buren in 1894, and he died in 1966. Of course, he was born on the homestead farm. Although he was born in what is now used to be known as Alexandre Settlement. And of course, Alexandre was Alexander Violet, who was not exactly in the direct line of descent as far as the Violet family is concerned, but he is the one who first settled in that part of Van Buren, which is about 5 or 6 miles from the center of town, going away from the river. And this Alexandre Violet, my grandfather was brought up there and eventually received the farm from him, and that's where my father was brought up. And I remember very distinctly as a little boy going up with my father. And we used to take a horse and a pony and drive up to what was my grandfather's farm, which then was really owned by my father. He kept it for many years until he sold it. I don't know how long ago, about 30, 40 years ago, I believe.
What about the cross?
Well, there was a cross.
It's still there.
Yes, it is still there, and really the cross which is there was the last one which was rebuilt by my father and several other men of the town who took great pride in the fact that they wanted to have that cross remain there, because there had been one. I remember very, just as a little boy, and of course I'm 51 years of age, so I'm not that old, but I'm sure I probably wasn't much older than 10, 12 years old, and going up to the settlement with my father. Of course, there were several farmers who lived there then, 5 or 6 of them, and a beautiful farm country up there, and visiting the cross with my father. And of course, it was a popular thing to do among Arcadian people, principally as a place of worship, of reverence, because of course the churches were quite far. That was about 5 miles from the church, and they couldn't always, because of various reasons, travel, no roads, and so they couldn't come to church sometimes, every Sunday in fact, of course they would use that as a venerate there and go pray there. They always had a little statue either of Sacred Heart or the Blessed Virgin Mary, and of course they would go there and pray when they couldn't go to church. And there was this is a tradition among our Arcadian people, and so this was one of those crosses, and it's always been maintained, and I still go up there occasionally and look at the cross, and brings back memories of the history of our people, which I think is a very, very rich history when we go back and when we think of the there aren't very many people in this really in America, we say, who do have the history that Arcadian people have. This and I think it has had to something in forming the character of our people. I think there's a great deal of difference between, of course we are Franco-American descent, but between our Franco-Americans here and we say the ones in the southern part of the states, which is Lewiston and Biddeford, who come from Quebec. There's very, very, quite a difference in the character and the nature of the people, and I think our history is a reason for that. But I think it's also a history that we can be very, very proud of, really. Because we've had a hard time for a long time. It's very interesting to go back in the history from the time of the dispersal of the of our ancestors in Nova Scotia. And of course, their migrations, and until they finally settled here in the St. John Valley. I mentioned earlier, that many of them settled in the lower part of New Brunswick, which is they then called Kennebecasis. Some others settled north at St. Anne, which was just north of Fredericton. And so there were various villages, and it's very difficult to know the exact dates of the births and the marriages, because there were very, very few priests, and there were few priests allowed in the areas by the English, because they always accused the priests of fomenting rebellion and egging on the Acadian people against the English. But so sometimes these villages or these settlements would be old 5 or 6, 10 years without seeing a priest. So the priest would appoint one of the men in the parish to perform the ceremonies. When a child was born, perform the baptism, or when a young man and a young woman wanted to marry, he would perform the ceremony, which was, and so they would join in union, and so that, of course, at a later date, when the priest came around, then he performed all the baptism, the religious ceremonies, or performed the marriage ceremonies, and of course also the official burials, so we say, the funerals. So, for instance, we see Francois Violette, who we see was married in Kennebecasis in 1770, could possibly have been married 5, 6, 7 years before then, and this was the first opportunity for a priest to perform the religious marriage, and so this is the date that went into the records as the marriage, and so we have many of those. So it's very hard to pinpoint the exact date of a birth or the exact date of a marriage, because it was always the date when the religious ceremony was performed by the priest who came around every several years. So that's interesting to note. Another thing that I think is also very interesting as far as my own family of Violettes is concerned is that, of course, this was this single family who came and settled here as far as we know, perhaps somewhere around 1786, somewhere around there. Well, so that wherever there is a Violette, at least on the face of the North American continent today, he can trace his ancestry back to Van Buren or Violet Brooke, because this is where all of them originated, who are now in North America. And they've, I guess, my own ancestors, as is the history of most of our Acadian people here, of course, were farmers. Of course, many, after some years, left their farming, their farms or the farming occupations and went into other lines of work. Was my father was born as a farmer and on a farm, and of course was a lumberjack in the early days of his life, and I guess maybe fortunately married a school teacher. So, and he became a merchant and was a merchant and was a leading merchant in town here in Van Buren for many, many years. He was a man who did not have a great deal of formal education. I guess he never went beyond the eighth grade, but he's also a man who had a lot of energy and a lot of ability, and who developed himself. He was a member of the legislature for 3 terms, and perhaps this is where I received my indoctrination in politics, because I'm now serving my 3rd term in the state senate, state of Maine legislature. So. So our Acadian people, of course, have kept developing themselves and assumed roles of leadership in their own communities. So my family is characteristic of all of the Acadian families in the area who settled here, who settled the region, and have made their lives here. And sometimes it's very surprising to people who, from outside of our area, from other areas in the state of Maine, in southern Maine, central Maine, who do not know our ancestry, and they think, well, they like to think of Franco-Americans as recent immigrants. And I always like to tell them that I'm a seventh generation American, and that my ancestors, the Yedets, as well as many other families in this part of the state, have been Americans as long as many who like to proudly claim their long American ancestry and who look on us as recent immigrants into the United States. And I do take a lot of pride in telling them so that we have been here as Americans as long as many of them have, and perhaps much longer.
Now, would you define the kind of story your father had in one year?
Oh, it was a general store. He started out as a butcher with a meat market, and going around, as was the habit then of going from door to door with a meat cart, and eventually he, of course, built a larger store. He took on groceries, and also eventually took on feed and livestock, dealt very largely in livestock, bought all farmers' products, oats, hay, shipped some out of Van Buren to some of the other areas, and he ran quite a large merchandising business for quite a few years. His love was always the woods, and it was a perpetual fight between he and my mother. I say a fight, I don't mean a physical fight, but because he was a farmer, I guess, at heart, and he always had to have a farm, and he always liked the woods, and he always liked to have woodlots, and my mother always used to say that he was taking the money he'd make in the grocery and business to spend on the farm and on the woodlots, and if he didn't do that, why, we'd be so much better off. Well, the fact is that he took pretty good care of us, but this is always a running kind of a battle between he and my mother, that she thought he wasted a lot of his money on his farm, but he loved the farm, he loved the land. I guess as all Acadians do, all Americans of Acadian ancestors love the land very, very much. And he had to have his farm, and the greatest pleasure he had was leave that store and go up on the farm and roll up his sleeves and cut stumps and clear land, and he cleared about on the farm that we had until my mother sold it 3 or 4 years ago. Cleared about 80 acres of land, and not just like himself, but to his own employees, and there's nothing that he loved. And I remember my brothers who used to work there and they get so upset with him because he'd leave the store about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and of course he'd get up there and they were just about ready to come, and he wanted to work for a while, and so he'd keep him working there until 6-7 o'clock at night, and they'd get so angry at him but eventually when some of my brothers, of course we were 8 in our family, we were 7 boys. I'm the oldest boy. I have one sister who was the eldest in the family. And when we all became grown into manhood, of course, I went to study law. My father sold the store to 2 of my brothers, and of course he went back to his first love, which was lumbering. And he lumbered for Great Northern Paper Company for many, many years. Until he suffered a stroke 2 years before he died. That was his occupation, and I guess what he loved to do best in his life for the last 15, 16 years in his lifetime. So, because of course, besides agriculture, of course, this area at one time was built, our Van Buren really was built as a lumber mill town. At one time, we had the largest long lumber sawmill east of the Mississippi River, the San John Lumber Company. And of course, I remember as a young boy also, we had a large lumber mill at on Violet Brook at Allendale. There were several shingle mills, and Van Buren was really a very thriving lumber town. At one time, I guess, as so many other towns in Maine. And then, of course, when the lumber supply started to run out, and of course, as the large pulp and paper companies came into the state and bought up more and more of the land, so the mill owners in our area had really not too much ways of getting steppage, of course, that these mills had to close, and so this is an age which has gone by in this town here.
Is there anybody following
your father's footsteps? Yes, of course, yes. Oh, yes. He passed the brother on the business, the lumbering business, on to my brother Bob, who now carries on a very thriving, a very successful lumbering operation. He's the second youngest in the family, and so he is carrying on a lot of family tradition as far as lumber is concerned. And I guess he and I just by age require some woodlock, so maybe all of us have some of that in our own blood. I've spoken about other members of my family. Of course, my occupation is a lawyer. I went to college before going into the service, and I came out of the service after 3.5 years in the Second World War. I went to study law at Boston University, and I've practiced law here in Van Buren since 1950. Of course, I took over a practice which had been carried on by Mr. John B. Pelletier, who also, of course, is a member of one of the oldest families in town, and he had been an attorney for I would say perhaps close to 50 years, and so I took his practice over. He had, after he died in 1952, and so I've practiced law since that time. I married a girl from Van Buren, Marcela Benanger, who, and of course we've raised 5 children. Our oldest son, Dennis, now married and resides in Portland. And then we have one of our boys is at University of Maine in Orono. We have one in high school and two in grammar school. And so I think that as time goes by now, there's more and more of a sense of history among our Acadian people here in the valley. I think there's quite a reawakening of the lot of pride in who we are, and I think we sense this in our younger people, that for a long time I think that our own people here felt that it was some kind of a handicap and a drawback to be Franco-Americans, and now I think that our people have a lot of pride in that fact, because of the rich tradition we have, the rich heritage we have. We're Americans, and yet I know that my own children now in school, and many others, as you talk to them, feel a real sense of pride in who they are, and I think that because of this, we are going to retain, I think perhaps hopefully, many of the traditions that have made us as people of Acadian ancestry really what we are, and there's a lot in our heritage that ought to be preserved and should be preserved, and I think that our own people in our style are now beginning to be very, very much aware of that fact, and I think this is for that reason. And this is the work we're doing here, really trying to get on the record some of the history of our own people. And I think it's a wonderful thing to do. And I hope that more and more of that is done.